This is GPB. I'm Taylor Gant.
And I'm Leah Fleming. The Atlanta Jewish Film Festival is in full swing with screenings going on all throughout the city. One of the films on display this weekend is the documentary. It's called 93 Queen. It's the story of a group of Hasidic women in Brooklyn, New York, who defied traditional gender roles and they began working as EMTs.
We're talking about women who no one's ever seen their naked legs except for their husband. And then suddenly there's 10 men in her room while she's exposed from the waist down.
Someone is invading your privacy, and you're a woman. You want that person to be a woman.
Filmmaker Paula Eiselt is the creator of 93 Queen, and she joins me now by phone. Hi, Paula.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. All right, Paula. So first off, tell us a little bit about Ruchi Fryer. She is the organizer of this woman's group, and why did her story stand out to you?
Yeah, so I mean, Ruchi, as I hope people will see, is just a powerhouse. She's a superwoman in every way. I found Ruchi and this story about 6 years ago. I was perusing an online Jewish Orthodox news website, and I saw this little story about a group of Hasidic women who were, you know, beginning to form this all-female EMS corps because the existing corps, known as Hatzalah, which is all male, does not allow women to join. I myself, I'm from that community. I'm modern Orthodox, and I grew up with Hatzalah, and I never noticed that women just weren't there. It never occurred to me, and I was just like shocked that A, I hadn't noticed, and how disappointing, you know, with myself I was, and that B, the very fact that they ban women from joining, that was really quite a lightning bolt. The second thing that really struck me was that here were a group of Hasidic women who were not taking no for an answer.
What are the traditional gender roles in the Hasidic community, and what was the response to this female group of women?
The main focus of a woman is to be a mother, and that comes first no matter what, and her passion should be, you know, taking care of the children. So doing something ambitious for personal fulfillment outside the home, I would say, is not usual, at least in childbearing years.
So Ruchi, she actually turns out to be quite a powerhouse, not just with this group that she starts, but then she goes on to do more, right?
Yes, and even before this group, which you know, we can get to, had tremendous opposition within the community, tremendous. You know, the first thing she did was go to college and become a lawyer. You know, so she was already doing things out of the box. She definitely, you know, she is a trailblazer, and she's revolutionary, quite frankly, within the Hasidic community. She's doing more to empower women and really lift up her whole community than I've seen, for as far as I can remember, someone in the community being so public and coming out and doing this.
Yeah, I know. I was getting ready to say, it totally reminds me of all of the women that we're seeing across the country that are running for elected office.
Yes. Ruchi joins in those ranks of amazing women. This is, I like to say, a variation of the Me Too movement in the Hasidic community. This is what it looks like there. And, you know, that brings me to, like, the core of the film is, like, feminism is not a one-size-fits-all. It looks differently in different communities. This is what feminism looks like in Hasidic Brooklyn. It's not the same as it looks like in Atlanta or Manhattan. It looks differently in different communities because women are all coming at it from different places and have different needs. So she's fulfilling, you know, a very specific need in her community, but it's universal. It's a universal story of women's empowerment and, you know, breaking through glass ceilings and the patriarchy.
So you're going to be here in Atlanta for this Jewish Film Festival. It is one of the largest, and certainly one of the largest festivals that we have here in Georgia. I just want to get your thoughts on film festivals like this, a Jewish film festival. Why are festivals like this important for you?
Yeah, that's a great question. Audiences who come to see the films want to engage, right? You have to make an effort to come to a festival. You want to be there. So I find that the audiences are just, you know, ask really great questions. the Jewish film festival circuit's incredible. You know, I've been to a lot of them, and there's something about the audiences that come, and they're not just Jewish, which is why they're great. I find that so many, you know, people outside the Jewish community come to the festivals, and it is this gem of a festival circuit out there. So I'm really excited to come to Atlanta.
That was filmmaker Paula Eizelt speaking with GPB's Leah Fleming. Eizelt will be at two screenings of 93 Queen in Atlanta on Sunday as part of the Jewish Film Festival. We have the details for you at gpbnews.org.